This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fancy, Sparky Pfeiffer with you on a Monday. Looking forward to talking to our next guest. We're a big fan of Foul Territory TV here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Eric Kratz, former Brewers catcher, part of Foul Territory TV. You can watch it here, right here on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Check him out on YouTube or download your favorite podcast. At follow Eric on Twitter at EricKratz31. Eric, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No doubt. Thanks for having me on. You're playing my song too.
All right. Good. That's good. I like it. I'm glad we can get together on that one. Let's talk a little bit about the Brewers draft last night before we get to the Brewers themselves. You know, I've worked with NFL guys in the past, Leroy Butler and Gilbert Brown and those guys, but I've never really worked with a baseball guy per se. We have Tim Dillard on every week, so I've heard his story. What is your story as far as the draft goes and that whole process?
My story for getting drafted was, please, 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 I hope I get drafted. Not like, oh, when's it going to be? Just please. I wanted so bad to get drafted. And back in 2002, when I got drafted, it was like, it was the whole story of, well, you know, am I going to go? If I don't go, am I going to sign a free agent deal? And then I got picked in the 29th round and they go, draft number 184337, Eric Kratz. And they said, Eric Kratz, number 184337. And that was it. And then they went on to the next pick. I didn't even know what round I was picked in until my scout called me about 15 minutes later.
Yeah, there wasn't TV coverage back then. Now the round 29. I mean, today it's not really got a ton of TV coverage either. You can't even watch it on TV today. But you got a ton of TV coverage last night. And my kid was in the living room last night. He's 17. He's like, why is it nobody ever talks about when this draft is? Everybody talks about the NFL draft. Everybody talks about the NBA draft. But nobody ever really brings this up or hypes this up as much. I was like, well, they're taking it on the road. So that's a good first step. But they just started doing it on TV a few years ago. Is the part of the issue the fact that there are so many players between college and high school, and maybe it's not as publicized as much as college basketball and college football?
Well, that's where it starts. It starts because we're not watching college baseball unless it's like your school until the College World Series. So they're starting to publicize that now more, but this is part of one of the reasons that we started Foul Territory, is to help sell the game that we feel like Major League Baseball does not do a good job of, that they fall short in the sense of like, whatever, we have the best players in the world, but come and see the players, come and see the teams, and we'll see what happens. And we're not in that era anymore. Your son, you said, was 17, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's digesting content way differently. He's digesting it less cable, more streaming. And so how can we in baseball sell that? And it starts, to me, it starts with youth sports, and then it goes to college, then it goes to minor leagues, and I think college is improving, so I think we're moving in the right direction. But they got rid of some of these minor league teams that now if you live in Beloit, you live in Batavia, you live in Pulaski, you don't have a minor league team there anymore. And so that killed it. So it's like college baseball is adding on and minor league baseball is shrinking, which I don't think helps sell the game. But it's not a quick fix, and I wish I knew what the fix was, because I would be making billions of dollars telling people, hey, we need to do this, and they would do it. But I don't know. But I think we're moving in the right direction, but too slow for me.
We talk about this draft and the Brewers last night. Everybody leading into this for the last month, every mock draft I've seen, every MLB draft guy I had on, everybody said, college hitter, college hitter, college hitter for the Brewers. And instead, they take Braylon Payne, a high school outfielder. And the conversation really was, boy, that was way out of where they were supposed to be. He was ranked in like the 50s and so forth. And I'm just thinking to myself, man, if I'm a high school kid, I get drafted in the first round, I'm all excited and everybody's saying how I shouldn't be drafted there. That is the tough way to go when you are doing stuff like this on TV and social media is alive and well.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I could barely play in the era that I played in, but if I had all this social media and notoriety things in my career development, as it was a slow career development, I don't know how I would have handled it. So the guy's a first-round pick. He's a first-round pick by an organization that other people are like, I don't know. I just don't know that the big league team's going to win over 72 games. Well, they've done that for the last 7 years. Well, I don't know. They don't have a great farm system. And yet they continue to supplement their big league team by Bryce Terang, Garrett Mitchell, by, Tyrone Taylor, who ends up getting traded, by trades that net you William Contreras, by trades that net you Christian Yelich. And
this season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies, like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Then you supplement with free agents like Lorenzo Cain, and you have a Devin Williams. Like, if I'm drafted and I block out all the noise, I go, yeah, I just got picked by the Brewers. This is good for me. I could be in the big leagues in 3 years. If I'm an outsider that's hating on the Brewers, I'm like, dang on it, man. I am just always wrong. What am I wrong about with the Brewers? Because they keep missing the boat, and this organization cares about nothing but the player and winning for the city of Milwaukee, and I freaking love every second of it.
No doubt. Eric Kratz joins us. Follow him on Twitter at EricKratz31. Foul Territory TV, Bally Sports Wisconsin on TV. Catch it on YouTube. Catch it wherever you download your favorite podcast at. Former Brewers catcher. Let's talk about this big league club for the Brewers. Freddie Peralta has been struggling a little bit here as of late. You already have Colin Ray. Tobias Myers, the rookie, might be the most consistent pitcher probably on the staff. He's actually gone 8 innings one time already this year. They get a trade done already with Tampa Bay, with Savalier, which has worked out fine, and hopefully they'll continue to work out fine. Do you still think they're a starter or two short as we get closer to the deadline?
Everybody except for the Mariners and the Phillies are a starter two short. So when I say the Brewers are a starter two short, I feel like there are so many teams that are in that boat. Like, you sit there and you go, Dodgers, probably second best team in the National League right now. They might be two or three starters too short. Now, the Brewers don't have a Yamamoto in waiting. They don't have a Glasnow coming off the 15-day IL. They don't have Clayton Kershaw in waiting, possibly. But there's a lot of possibilities there. And so when I look at the Brewers, I say the Aaron Civale trade was tremendous because of the fact that they get value out of pitchers. They get value out of everything, not just pitchers, but they get value out of pitchers that come in, and how do they mix into their 26-man roster? And that's not me saying they shouldn't go after anybody. It's me saying whoever they pick up, Hooky and Murph and the whole coaching staff is going to put them in a situation where William Contreras knows what pitches to call, what the game plan is. Hey, we need this guy to go four tonight. Well, he's our starter. Shouldn't we get him through six? That changes the game plan. If you don't set that up and you don't communicate that, you don't have success with whoever you bring in. They just DFA'd Keuchel. That sucks. He served a purpose, and they got the most out of him. He was nibbling the edges, and when he stopped nibbling the edges, it was time for him to go because he didn't have the stuff to compete in the zone, and they're so honest and upfront about everything from Hooky to Murph to, you know, QB coaching first base. The communication is through the roof, and that's why this team continues to succeed, and whoever they go and get, because they will, Matt Arnold will be active at the trade deadline. He's already been active. It's going to fit into this team, and they're going to continue to keep winning.
I know you guys have had Pat Murphy on the show previously. Murphy said that he doesn't care really who Matt Arnold goes and gets necessarily, but whoever it is, he's made it very clear to him, this person better fit into the clubhouse and what they're all about in this clubhouse. What are your thoughts on Pat Murphy and the job he's done so far?
He's an old washed-up geezer. He's awesome. He is awesome. And he was filling the shoes of somebody that he can't fill the shoes of, because Pat's got a bunch of bunions and old man feet, so he can't fit in Council's perfect feet. But, like, you sit there and you go, okay, this team is playing as good, if not better, than the previous year's teams, and they lost Wade Miley. They lost Brandon Woodruff. They lost Corbin Burns. And you sit there and you say, well, why is that? And everyone says, oh, clubhouse, clubhouse, clubhouse. It's real. And what also is real is you have two top 10 MVP candidates in Christian Yelich and William Contreras on your team, in your lineup, playing every single day. So it's not just, they're not just, you know, horseshoes and rainbows right now with this team. They have legitimate players. The difference is guys that struggle, because you will struggle. Even Christian Yelich will go 0 for 9 at some point. They come to the clubhouse, and it's an environment where you're like, ah, I'm so glad to be here. Not, oh, man, if I don't get a hit today, oh, this clubhouse is going to implode, and this guy's going to get on me for this or this. Like, no, it's a constant, consistent message that Murph is giving this team every single day, and you see it. You see it in how they play, and you see it in how they don't have long, sustained periods of failure, long sustained slumps from guys, because you know that it'll be addressed, it'll be worked on, and you move on. And that is what, that is why this team has done what they've done so far, and I think we'll continue to do it.
I got one last one for you, Eric, and that is in regards to,
then you supplement with free agents like Lorenzo Cain, and you have a Devin Williams. Like, if I'm drafted and I block out all the noise, I go, yeah, I just got picked by the Brewers. This is good for me. I could be in the big leagues in 3 years. If I'm an outsider that's hating on the Brewers, I'm like, dang on it, man. I am just always wrong. What am I wrong about with the Brewers? Because they keep missing the boat, and this organization cares about nothing but the player and winning for the city of Milwaukee, and I freaking love every second of it.
No doubt. Eric Kratz joins us. Follow him on Twitter at EricKratz31. Foul Territory TV, Bally Sports Wisconsin on TV. Catch it on YouTube. Catch it wherever you download your favorite podcast at. Former Brewers catcher. Let's talk about this big league club for the Brewers. Freddie Peralta has been struggling a little bit here as of late. You already have Colin Ray. Tobias Myers, the rookie, might be the most consistent pitcher probably on the staff. He's actually gone 8 innings one time already this year. They get a trade done already with Tampa Bay, with Savalier, which has worked out fine, and hopefully they'll continue to work out fine. Do you still think they're a starter or two short as we get closer to the deadline?
Everybody except for the Mariners and the Phillies are a starter too short. So when I say the Brewers are a starter too short, I feel like there are so many teams that are in that boat. Like, you sit there and you go, Dodgers, probably second best team in the National League right now. They might be two or three starters too short. Now, the Brewers don't have a Yamamoto in waiting. They don't have a Glasnow coming off the 15-day IL. They don't have Clayton Kershaw in waiting, possibly. But there's a lot of possibilities there. And so when I look at the Brewers, I say the Aaron Civale trade was tremendous because of the fact that they get value out of pitchers. They get value out of everything, not just pitchers, but they get value out of pitchers that come in, and how do they mix into their 26-man roster? And that's not me saying they shouldn't go after anybody. It's me saying whoever they pick up, Hookie and Murph and the whole coaching staff, is going to put them in a situation where William Contreras knows what pitches to call, what the game plan is. Hey, we need this guy to go 4 tonight. Well, he's our starter. Shouldn't we get him through 6? That changes the game plan. If you don't set that up and you don't communicate that, you don't have success with whoever you bring in. They just DFA'd Keuchel. That sucks. He served a purpose, and they got the most out of him. He was nibbling the edges, and when he stopped nibbling the edges, it was time for him to go because he didn't have the stuff to compete in the zone, and they're so honest and upfront about everything from Hookie to Murph to, you know, QB coaching first base. The communication is through the roof, and that's why this team continues to succeed, and whoever they go and get, because they will, Matt Arnold will be active at the trade deadline. He's already been active. It's going to fit into this team, and they're going to continue to keep winning.
I know you guys have had Pat Murphy on the show previously. Murphy said that he doesn't care really who Matt Arnold goes and gets necessarily, but whoever it is, he's made it very clear to him, this person better fit into the clubhouse and what they're all about in this clubhouse. What are your thoughts on Pat Murphy and the job he's done so far?
He's an old washed-up geezer. He's awesome. He is awesome. And he was filling the shoes of somebody that he can't fill the shoes of, because Pat's got a bunch of bunions and old man feet, so he can't fit in Council's perfect feet. But, like, you sit there and you go, okay, this team is playing as good, if not better, than the previous year's teams, and they lost Wade Miley. They lost Brandon Woodruff. They lost Corbin Burns. And you sit there and you say, well, why is that? And everyone says, oh, clubhouse, clubhouse, clubhouse. It's real. And what also is real is you have two top 10 MVP candidates in Christian Yelich and William Contreras on your team, in your lineup, playing every single day. So it's not just – they're not just, you know, horseshoes and rainbows right now with this team. They have legitimate players. The difference is guys that struggle, because you will struggle. Even Christian Yelich will go 0 for 9 at some point. They come to the clubhouse, and it's an environment where you're like, ah, I'm so glad to be here. Not, oh, man, if I don't get a hit today, oh, this clubhouse is going to implode, and this guy's going to get on me for this or this. Like, no, it's a constant, consistent message that Murph is giving this team every single day, and you see it. You see it in how they play, and you see it in how they don't have long, sustained periods of failure, long sustained slumps from guys, because you know that it'll be addressed, it'll be worked on, and you move on. And that is why this team has done what they've done so far, and I think we'll continue to do it.
I got one last one for you, Eric, and that is in regards to Chris Hook, who you called Hookie. Had him on the show. I think he's very, very good. I will admit, when Derek Johnson left for the Reds, I was crushed. I was mad. I could not believe he got away. And Chris Hook has went above and beyond that. Just how good is he, and what makes him so good?
I will second what you said about DJ. I could not be more of a fan of Derek Johnson and what he does and how he goes about his business. But I'll say the reason I love that guy is because of the professional that he is. And if there's a professional that's on the same wavelength, the same line, the same ability, it's Chris Hook. Hookie is so good at the communication aspect of what a guy needs to do, yes. What a guy can do, yes. And the reality of the situation. And these guys are in positions where they'll never throw a pitch. Hookie and DJ will never throw a pitch. Sorry if it's getting really loud.
You're okay.
The party's getting crazy here at the player's house.
It's all right.
But they put guys in situations, whether they're blowing smoke or they're, you know, being 100% honest with them, putting them in situations to say, I am really good. Like, I can throw my changeup if I'm Devin Williams, because the organization is okay if I don't throw it my rookie year in the exact spot that we want. They believe in it, and they believe in what I bring to the table, and they're freaking all on board with it. So guys can make mistakes when other organizations are like, hey, we really like your changeup, but as a rookie, you better get out, and you better not miss pitches. And Hookie isn't that way. He is just evaluating things based on the numbers and based on the way that people interact with him. And so it's basically learning him as a person, and it is – it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch year in and year out.
It's just amazing. Again, my buddy says he turns wine into water seemingly all the time with guys that get here. It really does feel that way, man, where you don't even have to be worried when they pick up a guy. You're like, he'll figure it out one way or the other. Eric Kratz,
absolutely,
former Brewers catcher. Catch him on Foul Territory TV. Search the Foul Territory Show on YouTube, social media, wherever you get your podcasts at. And you can now catch the show every weekday on Valley Sports Wisconsin from noon until 2. So leading right up to our show at 2 o'clock for those 2 hours previous, just watch Valley Sports Wisconsin and then flip on the fan when it's all said and done. Follow Eric on Twitter at EricKratz31. Hey, man, thanks so much for coming on, man. Maybe we can do it again.
I love doing anything for my adopted state of Wisconsin.
You're good stuff, man. Take care, Eric. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Take care. There he is, Eric Kratz, joining us on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.